From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta said on Saturday that he and his party were ready for the election that was ordered by the Supreme Court.
We have a problem with our judiciary, but regardless, we respect, but we shall revisit.
Kenyatta cautioned the Chief Justice not to interfere with the electoral body so polls could be conducted as soon as possible. It is the second time since the court's ruling that Kenyatta issued a critical comment in public about the judiciary. Details about the court's ruling will be released within 21 days. One of Venezuela's most prominent opposition activists said Saturday that her passport was seized and she was barred from leaving the country for planned meetings with leaders in Europe. Bejan Hamdard has the details.
Lillian Tintori posted a photo on Twitter of herself at Caracas International Airport holding a document from migration authorities. The document ordered the seizure of her passport before she was to board an afternoon flight.
No explanation was given, but the move comes a day after she was ordered to appear before a judge Tuesday to answer questions about a large sum of cash found in her vehicle. Police in Cambodia arrested Kem Sokha, the leader of the country's main opposition party, in a surprise raid in his home Sunday morning. The government issued a statement afterward accusing him of treason. His daughter said more than 100 police officers arrived at his home around midnight to take him away in handcuffs. She said via Twitter that the police did not have a warrant for her father's arrest. For additional information found instantaneously on your mobile device, be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump sent a letter to Congress on Friday seeking nearly $8 billion in aid, relief, and recovery efforts for Texas and Louisiana. The request is considered an initial Harvey relief package. It includes $7.4 billion for the Federal Emergency Management Agency's rapidly dwindling disaster aid fund and $450 million for disaster loans to small business owners. Robert is a Houston resident and one of several people already trying to get aid.
I'm here to get assistance from FEMA. I've been waiting for 3 days, and they said they're going to help me, and I hope they do. And they're going to help everybody. They're doing a good job. And Houston is all together, and God bless everybody for this place here.
On Friday, rescuers continued their search for survivors in Texas 1 week after Hurricane Harvey began sweeping through the Gulf Coast region, dumping unprecedented amounts of rain. The storm has displaced more than 1 million people and claimed the lives of at least 39 others. About 400 people have died in violence in Myanmar's Rakhine State over the past week. According to the government, almost all of them were Muslim insurgents. Local police in Bangladesh said Friday that bodies were found floating in a river on the border between Bangladesh and Myanmar. Mohammed Muhyiddin Khan is the officer in charge at Teknaf Police Station. The 21 dead bodies that were recovered today from the bank of the Naf River in the Karal Kali and Kandopara area of the Teknaf sub-district inside Bangladeshi territory have been buried at a local graveyard following the order of the local administration. The United Nations says at least 60,000 people have fled Myanmar into Bangladesh, most of them Rohingya. The United Nations Children Fund says that nearly 16 million children are in urgent need of life-saving support as a result of the catastrophic flooding that has ravaged South Asia. UNICEF said the devastating floods have claimed nearly 1,300 lives and affected more than 45 million people since mid-August. As experts assessed the damage in South Asia, they said it has become increasingly clear that the South Asian governments were poorly prepared for the annual monsoon rains. A convoy of Islamic State jihadists is continuing its trip across Syria after getting stuck in the country's eastern region. Most have crossed over into areas controlled by the radical Muslim group near the Iraq border, despite U.S. threats to bomb the group. About 300 militants and their families left the Syria-Lebanon border earlier this week as part of a ceasefire deal struck between IS, Hezbollah, and the Syrian government. For additional coverage to these stories and more, point your web browser to voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.